the very first words out of my mouth were sudden jihad syndrome. That was a term coined by a scholar named Daniel Pipes back in 2005. And what it refers to is a sudden outburst of religiously motivated violence by somebody on behalf of a jihad. And we've had a number of instances of this where people just go, you know, we consider it nuts, but they're responding to an inner impulse, and they hurt and kill people. This is not the first military instance of this. The first one was in 2003, where you had an army specialist who threw grenades into a tent in Kuwait when they were preparing to go to war in Iraq. And he killed two people. And he, you know, after throwing in the grenades, or fragging as the phrase is, then he opened up with his weapon and he killed two officers. And he is currently on death row, to the best of my knowledge, and undergoing appeal. But this was a religiously motivated attack that he felt, we were going to war against Muslims and he had to stop it, or he had to make some gesture of this kind.
And so that's what maybe you think this was as well?
This is my immediate reaction. Now, we'll have to wait and see what comes out at trial. And presumably Hassan, since he's alive, will testify on his own behalf or will shed some light on this. But people were saying that he was yelling Allahu Akbar, and that's, a Muslim religious cry. And we've had other instances of this. It's not just in the military. We had one instance where an Iranian student who wanted to protest American policy drove his car into a group of students on a campus. And in 2006. That was at the University of North Carolina. And also, don't forget, in June, we had somebody named Abdul Hakim Muhammad shot two soldiers outside a Little Rock recruiting station in Arkansas, and he was protesting. So he was protesting U.S. policy. So these are not isolated incidents.
Let's talk a bit about sudden jihad syndrome. This is not a cell that has been awakened by some sort of leader from overseas. This is one individual person who has conflict between the wars going on in Iraq and Afghanistan and their devotion to the Muslim faith. And that conflict then erupts into violence against his colleagues. Am I reading that correctly?
That's exactly right. That's it in a nutshell. And it's not, just against American policy or against, going to war or something like that. It's a moral conflict between the dictates of Islam and the dictates of a secular society. And these people crack and they erupt and they express this or they relieve it with violence, which seems aimed, by the way, at committing suicide, essentially. I think Hassan fully intended to die in this attack and didn't.
Is this a psychological term, or is this more of an intelligence term?
This was a term that, like I said, this one scholar, Daniel Pipes, coined to describe these kinds of sudden outbursts. And actually, when you look around the world, there are many, many more than there are in the United States. There's frequent outbursts of this kind in Israel, where there's a Muslim and a Jewish societies living side by side, and there's a lot of tensions over that. A year or two ago, there were Arab construction workers who were taking bulldozers and trying to kill people with them. All of a sudden, again, it was not a conspiracy. It wasn't something that was well thought out. It's something that just cracked in their minds, and they started doing this. These instances have happened in the Middle East. They happened in Egypt. There was a spate of these things in Egypt. There was one instance back in 2002 where somebody opened up at an LL ticket counter in Los Angeles airport. He killed two people before he was killed, and that was an Egyptian immigrant to the United States. It's just people can't stand this pressure, and they break under it. But the form that it takes is violence against the people around them.
Is this something that military can screen for, or even not just the military, but universities, schools, police? Because you want to, it's such a touchy situation because you don't want to discriminate against somebody because of their religious faith. But if there's a sudden jihad syndrome lurking inside somebody, you want to know about it.
Well, it isn't limited just to the Muslim community. I mean, we've had terrible shootings. We had, way back when in Texas on a tower. And the worst of these occurred at Virginia Tech in 2007, where Sung Hui Cho, committed the worst massacre that's ever occurred, and that was not religiously motivated. So, you know, as long as there's an availability of guns and explosives, these things can happen. However, what we're seeing is, as there's a conflict between Islam or elements of Islam, or a perceived conflict between the United States and Islam on the part of some people, people are going to take these kinds of actions. And unfortunately, it doesn't seem like there's anything that you can fully screen against them. And let me emphasize something. There are a lot of Muslims who are serving law enforcement, Homeland Security, the military, and doing it perfectly well and perfectly within the limits, and, you know, making a valuable contribution, because we actually need more Muslims in these services. These people know the culture. They can translate. The interrogator of Saddam Hussein was from the FBI, and he was Muslim, and he was able to conduct these very, very effective interrogations. So, you know, you look for psychological signs of cracking. In this instance, apparently there weren't that many. Now everybody is saying that, you know, they should have seen the fact that he was a loner, all this sort of thing. In fact, there'll be hearings in the Homeland Security Committee in the Senate, presided by Joe Lieberman, on this very subject. But, you know, it's hard to say that you would ever be able to screen everyone with a propensity to this kind of violence.